Researchers say that you start to figure out who you are as an individual as a teenager. But I'm calling bullshit because I didn't figure this out until I'm a grown-ass woman. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist, online anxiety coach, and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is all about figuring out who you are as a badass woman. You ready to dive in? Let's do this. So the researchers are right. I'll give them some credit. In your teenage years, you do start to differentiate from your parents. You start to decide who you want to be outside of those people, whoever raised you. But they get it all wrong because teenagers, we don't even have a developed frontal lobe. How do they expect us to figure out who the fuck we want to be in this life? You're asking a little much. So I'm going to go ahead and just give us all permission to do that now. I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you're at in your life. We're going to figure this shit out today, together, who the fuck we want to be. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I catch you off guard? Did you not realize that you get a say in who you are? Yeah, that's right. This life doesn't just happen to you. The person that you are was created, and you had a huge part in that. Our life experiences and how other people treat us and the things that we go through shape us. But at the end of the day, I will come at anybody's life who's going to try and tell me that they have no control over who they are as an individual person. Yikes. Get a grip, bro. This life is what you make of it, and who you are as a person is going to determine the kind of life that you live, your life satisfaction, your happiness, your wealth, your wellness. All of that is up to you. And I know that you don't like that answer because that answer is scary. And that means if you are being a little bit of a biatch or not living your best life, that falls on you. Yikes. Am I right? Don't worry. You can change. I believe in you. We can adapt, we can evolve, and we can grow. In fact, if you're not constantly changing, growing, and evolving, you're probably dead. If you love who you are, if you're super content with the life that you're leading and you don't feel like you need to make any major life changes, this may not be the episode for you. I would love for you to stick around, but if you want, got other things to do, do your thing. But if you're like, you know what? I don't love myself. I don't love the path I'm on. I don't love the way my future is looking if I continue the way that I currently am. I'm down to make some changes. All right, sister friend, let's do this. This is not going to be cute. I'm not going to tell you that this is going to be a beautiful transformation and it's going to be the time of your life because change is fucking hard. I don't know what people have this idea that like self-love and growth and development is just like a beautiful journey and you just like get more in touch with yourself and you meditate a lot and you do a lot of yoga and then at the end of the day, you just love yourself. Wrong. It's hard work. It's digging deep. It's going to therapy. It's hiring a coach. It's talking about the shit that you've suppressed and don't want to talk about. Yeah, it's not cute. It's not the picture perfect feet up in the edge of the bathtub, candle glowing with bubbles in the background. No, that's self-care. What I'm talking about is self-love. Figuring out who the fuck you want to be so you can love her with your whole heart. The thing is, we can't just keep saying, I don't like where I am. I want to change. I want to be better. I want to do more. I want to make more money. I want to be happier. I want to love. That's great. I'm so glad that you want those things in your life. I want that for you too. But what the fuck are you going to do about it? You're not helpless in this situation. In fact, you are the only one in control. So I need you to take out a pen and paper. And I need you to get real with yourself. I need you to sit down and reflect on what are you doing right now that doesn't align with where you want to be. I want you to make a list of all the unhelpful behaviors you're engaging in. The weekend bingers, where you're still partying like a fool, that make you feel like shit for 2 days and you can't recover. The midnight snacking, where you wake up with Oreos in your teeth the next morning feeling like shit. The, you know, girlfriend, if you haven't exercised in 5 years, it's not, I forgot to go to the gym today. Okay, we need to set some new habits. The treating your partner like you're the boss of them. You're not their mother. You're their partner. You're their equal. Treating yourself like you are a pile of poop. Reflect on what are you doing that is causing you to stay stuck where you are now and holding you back from being where you want to be. And then you have to do that part first. And yes, it's painful and it sucks. And you're going to feel a little rough after you do it. But that's okay, because I started this. I gave you fair warning that this is not a beautiful process. Okay? It's painful, but it's worth it. So next, we're going to identify what we do want. What are your goals, your hopes, your dreams? When you think about the future and yourself, and what do you look like? What is that girl going through? What she got going on, right? How does she carry herself? What do you want? And before you get too carried away, because I can already see what's about to happen. Oh girl, let me tell you, this Louis Vuitton bag, I've been eyeing it for months. I'm writing that at the top of my list. I'm gonna put that, and then I'm gonna put this new Range Rover. Oh, all leather. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Fucking awesome. I want that for you too. But that is not what I'm talking about. That is great for your vision board. You put it up there, you look at it every day. It didn't keep you motivated. But I'm talking about, who do you want to be? What is your character like? What do people think of when they think of you? What are your interactions with other people like? How do you feel in your skin? How do you feel about yourself? That is what you need to pinpoint. What do you want to feel like? Not what do you want to have? They're both very important. But for this, right now, we're talking about the woman you want to be. What is she like? And write that shit down. Every last detail about her. Sit down in a quiet space and make two lists. Everything you're currently doing that does not align with who you want to be. Give yourself space to reflect on those two things. Because without an idea of what you're doing, you're just going to keep avoiding and saying, that midnight snack it's not a huge deal. It's fine. It's not really impacting my goals. And if you don't identify a clear picture of who you want to be, what are you working towards? Okay? You have to know the good, the bad, the ugly. It's a painful process. But if you are serious about making changes, which I know you are because you made it to the end of this episode, just do it. And I would love to see what you come up with. So hit me up on Instagram at The Anxious Therapist. Take a screenshot, share it with me. I love connecting with you over there. And that is how people find out about the amazingness that is happening on this show. I love you guys so much, and I can't wait to connect with you again so soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.